symptoms associated with common infections. Many pathogens can result in infections in major body systems. In order to identify potential causal organisms and begin to initiate outbreak control measures without losing crucial time while waiting for diagnostic testing results, it is crucial to understand both which body systems a pathogen most typically infects and the typical symptoms associated with infections in those systems. This discussion will focus on the latter concept. Key point: there are a few key points to recall with reference to the following discussion. It is important to note that not all of these symptoms will be present for each infection. General symptoms for a common infection in a given system may manifest differently depending on the pathogen. For example, a cough associated with infection by a given pathogen may typically be productive or unproductive. Symptoms may present differently in certain special populations, such as pediatric or geriatric patients or the immunocompromised. For example, influenza rarely causes gastrointestinal symptoms in adults, but does so more frequently in pediatric patients. Common illnesses and their symptoms include the following. Bacteremia. Symptoms include fever/chills, localized pain, nausea/vomiting, diarrhea, cough, shortness of breath, and expectoration. Gastroenteritis. Symptoms include diarrhea, pain or cramping in the abdomen, nausea, vomiting, and dehydration. Influenza-like. Though influenza is caused by only a single group of viruses, symptoms of other illnesses may be described as flu-like, making this symptom cluster important to many other infections. Symptoms include fever, cough, headache, sore throat, and muscle pain. Meningitis. Symptoms include headache, lethargy, vomiting, irritability, fever, nuchal rigidity, neck stiffness, cranial nerve signs, facial drooping, somnolence, seizures, and coma. Pneumonitis pulmonary, lung, infection. Symptoms include fever, chills, pleuritic chest pain, cough, rusty sputum, shortness of breath, hypoxia, tachycardia, malaise, and weakness. Sepsis. Symptoms include high heart rate or weak pulse. Fever, shivering, or feeling very cold. Confusion or disorientation. Shortness of breath. Extreme pain or discomfort. And clammy or sweaty skin. Skin and soft tissue infection. These infections may be further subdivided into the following conditions and symptoms. Cellulitis. Symptoms are similar to those of erysipelas but extend into subcutaneous tissues. Cellulitis is distinct in that it is not raised or sharply defined from the surrounding skin. Necrotizing fasciitis. This is an aggressive infection that involves fascia and adjacent soft tissues with a characteristic undermining of tissue planes. There are several types. Type 1, Fournier gangrene, type 2, and gas gangrene. Surgical site infection/wound infection. Symptoms include fever, pain or tenderness, localized swelling, redness, and heat. Urinary tract infection, UTI. Symptoms include urgency, pyuria, hematuria, skin rash, coma, and seizures. These infections are sometimes divided into lower tract infections, cystitis, and upper tract infections, pyelonephritis. UTIs may be catheter-associated, called CAUTIS. Note that bacteriuria, which is the presence of bacteria in the urine, does not always indicate the presence of an active UTI,